8:40 this morning. I told you we were going to have some monster truck drivers in here, and we do. I've got Mark Hall in here. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. What's the name of your truck you drive?
I drive the Raminator.
Raminator. And then over here, I got Dale Bonier. Hello, Dale.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. And what truck you drive?
Ramunition.
Ramunition. Now, do you guys ever have like a duel, a race?
We try our best to get to the final there, yeah. But
that's
yeah,
a good day when we race. Heck yeah. Yeah.
It's the Battle of the Rams.
That's right. There you go.
It's a bragging rights for the week, isn't it? Yeah.
I think so. I mean, we should have like a Ram battle here. Raminator, Ramunition.
Well, heck yeah. If we get together, then we win no matter what.
So. Right. Well, like when you guys are, you're driving a Dodge Ram Shell. Is that how, like a big horn? Or what do you have up there? Just a Dodge Ram Shell, and then you go crazy with everything else,
pretty
right?
much. Yeah. I don't know that there's any, I don't think there's any stock parts on there at all, but it's based on a Ram.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, yeah. That's cool.
We kind of modify it a little bit, just a little.
I was going to ask you, Mark, like when you fire these things up, I don't think people really realize all that goes in to turning that key on and making that thing run. I mean, it's a special kind of fuel. Everything is...
Everything has to come together. I mean, it all has to work together. And then, yeah, when you turn that key, hopefully it fires off, you know. But
right. Here's my question, too. Like when you go out and you're doing these Monster Truck Nationals shows... And something breaks. Like, do you have all the stuff on your truck with you to fix that? Or you got
to,
you know?
Yeah, we try to. I mean, we do. We try to keep everything on there.
Yeah.
From a spare motor to nuts and bolts. I mean, yeah, you got to pretty much have everything, you know, to run on this series, as competitive it is and as busy it is. I mean, yeah, you got to have a truckload of parts to go with it.
So. Yeah. Well, Dale, I was going to ask you, too, like, just in the tires alone, how much money, if I can ask you this, do you think you have invested in tires for Raminator?
We're fortunate enough we have a tire sponsor.
Good.
Firestone. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. But, no, they're about $3,800 to $4,000 a piece, I'm assuming. Yeah, so they get a little pricey.
Wow.
Hopefully they don't get any flats, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So when you guys are out there, like, the folks that are coming to the Southern Illinois Center, which, by the way, there's still tickets available for tonight, tomorrow at 1, and then tomorrow night at 7:30. What kinds of things do you do? Just strictly crushing cars? You have a race that you do?
This would be a real good. This is a pretty exciting one. It's my first time coming here. It's dirt show. Uh-huh. We do a lot of concrete stuff. The track's going to be fast tonight. We did a little drive around this morning. It's really nice. Going to do some racing, some freestyling, do some wheelies. Come ahead of time, you can meet all of us.
Yeah.
And get some pictures taken. There's even a truck you can go for a ride in. Dinosaur that eats cars. It's a lot of fun for the whole family.
I saw the Transaurus in action. Actually, you can kind of Google it or go on YouTube and see some things. That's got to be a crowd pleaser right there.
Oh, absolutely. He warms it up in there with some little fire. It's all the kids go nuts over that thing.
Yeah. Heck, I go nuts over that. And I've seen it 1,000 times. Yeah. I still think it's cool, you know?
All right, so, and that's a great thing here because Mark and Dale brought it up before the show. Is it like 2 hours before the show they can all come in?
Yeah, you can come in. You can right down on the floor on the racetrack. And
cool.
Yeah. I mean, you can see the trucks. You can go up close to them and see the parts that are made. Even if you're a gearhead like me, you gotta check that stuff out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
See what you're using, how it works, how it all goes together. And, you see the racetrack. You can see the junk cars. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. And, like Dale was saying, you go for a spin. There's a monster there you can go for a ride in. So
no way.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Yeah, very cool.
What kind of gasoline do you put into your motors? What do you run?
It's an alcohol fuel. It's not really gas, but I tell you, the fuel mileage is terrible. They don't get very good mileage at all. But they make a lot of power and everything, but they don't. Fuel mileage is terrible.
Like, what's the horsepower? Seriously,
they make almost 2,000 horsepower. So yeah, no, and that's the thing. Nobody in the monster truck business is hurting on horsepower. Everybody's got plenty of horsepower. But yeah, so it's
man.
Cool.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. Listen, there's going to be, is it right? My 6 monster trucks up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, including Bigfoot. Then we got Raminator, Ramunition, Snakebite, Tailgater, and Venom. Do y'all kind of talk smack before the race, Dale? I mean, is it all friendly competition here? I mean, when it comes down to it, it's like you want to win, right?
Oh, yeah. We all have our own choice words. We say to each other, you know, whatever. But, yeah, we talk a little bit smack there at the beginning. But
he's been talking smack all morning.
Yeah.
Well,
we get along pretty good, so we can. But you know what? We're teammates, and we do with the joking around, but we do help each other out when it comes time to be serious. It's time to be serious.
I would imagine you're probably going to pop some wheelies and do some high-speed spinning of sorts.
Absolutely. We enjoy it. You know, and okay. Just as a driver, you're sitting there watching other guys, you know, and I enjoy watching them because then you want to go out and do the same thing or do a little bit better.
When did you decide, hey, I want to drive a monster truck for a living.
Well, I'm going to kind of throw Mark under the bus here. I used to go watch him when I was younger. And,
that hurt.
But,
when it was younger.
It was pretty cool, you know. And he was. Yeah. it was pretty cool watching him go and see that stuff. So, I enjoyed it. And I thought, man, I'd like to try that. It looks like a good time. And the opportunity came available. For us to build more trucks. And we work close together in the back of the shop there. The day came where it was available where I could drive, so it's pretty cool.
That is awesome. And for you, Mark, probably much same story there.
Yeah, I was, my dad was a motorcycle announcer, so we grew up at kind of the motorcycle races, and I think that's kind of how I caught the motorsport bug.
Yeah.
And then, but mom, like, well, you know, the motorcycles are cool, but, you know, you don't be racing those. Find something else, you know. And my brothers were into trucks, and we kept building bigger and bigger street trucks, and, you know, as a little kid, you know, I always did what my big brothers did, And so they had big trucks. We kept doing that, and then you couldn't drive them on the street anymore. So we thought, well, let's give this monster truck thing a try. Yeah. And I guess it was about the 87, 88, somewhere in there. We thought, let's give it a whirl. And we got together, threw some old junk parts together, and the rest is history.
Man, it's awesome. Well, thank you all for being here in Southern Illinois.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot of folks are excited. Emily is over here. I want to bring her on really quick because Emily, I want to ask you, with the Monster Truck Nationals, like, how many shows you think you all do a year? Seriously.
Oh, a lot. We're on a 4-week run right now, so we'll be on the road for a couple weeks in a row. But we do, the Monster Nationals probably does somewhere around 15 a year.
Gotcha.
And then we do another series called the 4-Wheel Jamboree, where a lot of the same Monster Truck guys run that as well. So we probably do somewhere around 20 Monster Truck events themselves a year.
Takes a lot to get this thing all in one spot.
It does. It's to get all the trucks in one place and get good trucks and get the people there to come check it out and the junk cars. Junk cars are hard to find in Southern Illinois. Let me just say that. It's a good time and it's definitely something you don't want to miss out there at the Southern Illinois Center.
Still tickets available, right?
Tickets are still available, but they are going fast. So if you want to come, go online, monstertrucknationals.com, because we may not have them if you wait till you get to the door.
Get there today. I'll have this all up at our website, too, and on our Facebook and social media and all this stuff now. I bet, do these trucks have, like, social media websites, too?
They all do, yeah.
How about that?
They do, absolutely. Hall Brothers Racing has one. Bigfoot has one. Yeah. I believe Tailgater has one. And then the new Venom truck, it's just being unveiled today.
Cool.
So they have one as well, but I can't remember what that
one
is.
You know what? It's just going to be a fun time. This is truly an event for the family. Kids, just eat this stuff up. Get them up there to the Southern Illinois Center in DuCoin. Once again, tonight at 7:30, and then tomorrow at 1, and then 7:30 tomorrow. 2 hours beforehand is a pit pass. Let's give away some tickets. How about tomorrow at 1? I have 2 tickets right now. If you're listening to me and you're stoked about the monster trucks, caller number 10, I will hook you up safely and legally. Give me a call, 1-800-455-1100. Guys, gal, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Always love finding out more about these monster trucks. It truly is awesome. They're coming to the Southern Illinois Center this weekend with New Country Z100.
If you need a